Violinist and University of North Carolina School of the Arts String Department Chair Kevin Lawrence has been praised for his vibrant intensity by the Times London. He's performed in Carnegie Hall in New York, the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C., throughout the country and around the world. Tomorrow night, he'll treat a triad audience to an evening of Bach on the UNC at Greensboro campus in Organ Hall. The recital of Johann Sebastian Bach's solo violin sonatas begins Tuesday evening, October 29th at 7:30. German composer Johannes Brahms once described the sonatas this way: on one staff, for a small instrument, the man writes a whole world. As a master harpsichordist and organ player, Bach was accustomed to having a whole world of harmonic and melodic possibilities right in front of him. Kevin Lawrence shares the joys and challenges in translating Bach's monumental and often keyboard-like composition on the violin. A great example of that is this idea of having the soaring melody, but also accompanying that melody at the same time, as if you were a keyboard from the third movement.
Or perhaps as if you were, you know, two violinists. You have a sort of dopey old second violinist just chugging away, and then the top voice playing this gorgeous tune. And you have to be both people at the same time.
Just listening to that and hearing two and sometimes three instruments, or at least the sounds of two different instruments accompanying this gorgeous melody, I'm wondering, how do you work through the balance of these things?
There's a real steep learning curve. And actually, of course, we violinists, we play this music our whole lives. And we're always still stepping out on a limb when we play it. Hmm. But it's such wonderful music, you just can't keep violinists away from it.
Oh, it's beautiful. How do you break it down? How do you even begin? What's your entree into putting it together?
It's funny that you ask that. Of course, for me, it's been so long. I have to really look back to the first encounters with the piece when I was a kid. Mm. But, of course, I hear students now dealing with these movements. This particular movement, I think the big danger everybody has is to make the accompaniment too pretty and to make it too lush, to make it too important. Mm. And it has to be slight so that the melody stands out well.
I mean, it seems like in the fourth movement of the second sonata, Bach just pushes this instrument to the extremes of dynamics on either end in such beautiful ways, in such musical ways. But again, coming from his tradition as a keyboardist.
It's the most natural thing in the world if you have an organ with no dynamic possibilities except this sudden change going to a different manual to have this kind of echo. Buxtehude did it, and of course Bach did it. He writes in this particular movement, the last movement of the A minor, he writes more dynamics than anywhere. He writes, you know, soft, loud, soft, loud. And one of the funny things about this that I'm still struggling with, I don't know what to do with it, honestly. Right at the end of the movement, he writes soft. Everything stops and he writes soft. And then there's a line and a half. And the question is, do you get loud at the end? The thing kind of expands, opens up, and, well, who knows? Generally, I just can't resist. I mean, I don't want to end this big sonata in a small way.
Violinist and University of North Carolina School of the Arts String Department Chair Kevin Lawrence. On Tuesday evening, October 29th at 7:30, you can hear Kevin in recital performing Bach's incredible solo sonatas for violin. The concert's in Organ Hall on the University of North Carolina at Greensboro campus. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.